This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Marner, full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
4 Nations Game 1 goes to Canada. So they have 2 points in the standings. Sweden has one, and if somebody wins in regulation tonight, they would have the most points. 3 for a regulation win, because that's better than winning when there are 3 people on the ice. You know, if you think overtime and shootouts are a gimmick, there's a great way to fix that. The 3-2-1 point system. Welcome to the future, folks. We're here. We've watched the NHL implement it to a point. It's nice. Jeremy and Joe on WGR Granite's in the 4 Nations Tournament. Brian Kozio joining us on the Western Hotline. Chat a little bit about what we saw last night from Rasmus Dahlin and the tournament itself, and also roll into the Genesis, a big elevated event in the PGA this week. So we'll chat about that as well. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Did you have the same kind of universally good, positive review of last night's game that Joe and I both had?
I did. Especially, I thought, for sometimes as bad as the overtimes tends to be in the NHL, this one had the intensity. It had, you know, definitely those end-to-end rushes that we're always looking for to watch for. But the fact that it was 10 minutes, it almost felt like, okay, someone is going to win this here. Like, the chance of it going to a shootout, I thought, was pretty low. And it did go into what I guess you'd say the extra time would be there, because it was 6:06 at the time of the goal. So it lasted in there a little bit more. The 3-on-3, as you said, is a little bit different way to win, but I'd still rather have it be 3-on-3 than have it be shootout. So I don't know, you know, if some of this, since the NHL is a part of this, if they're tinkering with some things to see, hey, how could this work? I know the 3-2-1 system is something you've been talking about for years. You know, they're trying it here for this tournament. They're trying the 10-minute overtime for this tournament. Most of the things are the same NHL rules, but I'm curious if this is maybe something that they're thinking, hey, what would it look like, you know, if it played out in a league? I've always thought the argument that the league would say against the 3-2-1 is that maybe you get you get less of what they're looking for, which is keeping teams alive, because it's, you know, you can get these loser points and a regulation win doesn't necessarily separate you as much from the other teams. In the end, I think the 3-2-1 is a perfect format to decide who the best teams are, but yeah. The league may love the fact that there's parity and that there isn't much separation and it keeps almost everybody alive. And, you know, not to bring up a negative this morning, but really, other than the Sabres, every team in the East is alive right now with 30-some games to go. So maybe that's what the league wants, even though they know truly maybe it doesn't show who the best teams are in the standings as much as maybe it should.
It would still, you know, to get on that point, it would still have all those teams alive, and I think they'd be more alive because think of the Flyers here, right? You mentioned like every team but the Sabres. The Flyers are 6 points out behind Detroit, and they have to jump seven teams. But what they could do in the 3-2-1 is just keep winning in regulation. And
right.
If there's a game where Boston and Columbus are playing and that game goes to Boston Columbus goes to overtime, that's a 3-point game. The Flyers win and they've gained on two teams in one night. And to me, that is that's a way to keep the standings more alive. So I've been, of course, waiting for the NHL to figure this out for, 15 years. And I've just always felt like the idea that the standings would be too pulled apart just isn't true. But whatever. We'll see if they get...
I think that's a good point. While maybe it may look like you're farther apart in some sense, the availability to jump teams and keep yourself alive, though, still is higher because of the fact you're right. You have the opportunity to gain three on a night versus two. So, yeah, I think in that sense, you could argue that it is better. So, now, if we had that this year, would we say Buffalo is still in it in some sense? Hey, we just have to win a lot in regulation in order to keep things going. I guess that would be an argument too, that you could say that, look, even the Sabres are alive. We know the max they can pick up in each game now is two. You know, if they had a possibility of getting three, then we might sit here thinking that they are still at least a little bit more alive than they actually are.
Brian Kozio with us on the Western Hotline. The tournament itself, the quality of the hockey, the physicality of it, it feels like it met every expectation, Brian, and I'm glad that it got to be a close game last night, because I was, I don't know if you were thinking the same, like within 5 minutes it felt like that could have been a blowout game.
Yeah, I mean, Canada scores less than a minute in, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. And they are, that Canada team is so fast, they pass the puck so well. McDavid's off the ice here, they can take a breather. Now, Crosby played like he was, 25 last night with the way he was going around, passing the puck. They roll out McKinnon. They're loaded, obviously. Not a surprise that I guess on paper you'd say they're the favorite, but I love the fact that it got close. Obviously, these, four teams right now, who can take down Canada, who can take out the United States, that's probably the headline. But I love that it got close. The fact that there was a moment there where you thought, at least I did, I was like, hey, Canada could lose this opening game in Montreal. And I was thinking, like, what's the scene like? They were, there was so much uproar at the World Juniors when Canada didn't even get into one of the medal games. And I was thinking here, oh boy, if they lose this one right away here, like the crowd could get hostile real quick here. Or it'd be stunned silence, I guess, in some sense, too. I was glad that it was close.
Obviously,
for a tournament to work, too, you don't want it to be totally one-sided. So the fact that Sweden had, in overtime, some really good looks to win, that was when Jordan Binnington, actually, I thought, was at his best in the game.
Yeah, he had a couple moments, but I saw, an overreaction, one of the Canadian media guys, Brian, like right after that, was it the Kempe goal, or maybe right after it was tied? Is just, this is how Canada would, I think, operate in a game like this if they were to lose, is we need to have a national convention to find a goaltender in this forsaken country. Like, we've got all these great hockey players. Why don't we have any goalies? Which I guess you could still kind of say that. It is weird that they have superstars at every position except goaltender. But
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I think that's their spot where everybody thinks that they're weaker than the rest of the four countries. And I think Bennington obviously played fine last night to win. But I could see where maybe if they don't win this tournament, that could be the reason.
Yeah.
Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline. Brian, it's a big week in the world of golf. The Genesis Invitational, which has been relocated to Torrey Pines. So you get an elevated event, and you get it at a great course as well. I mean, not to say the Genesis course. Was it normally at Riviera? Where is it, Brian?
Yeah, normally this is at Riviera. Due to the Los Angeles fires, they moved it. The course itself, they said, didn't suffer damage, but they just didn't want to use resources and security and police and, you know, all the things that go into running a major event. So, you know, for anybody that went to Oak Hill a few years ago, you know what I'm talking about with all those things. So they wanted to be sensitive to that, and that's why they moved it back to Torrey Pines. I know so Tiger Woods is the quasi-host for this event. You said he backed out, I know, during your update. He also, being from that area, said, like, look, we can't, you know, this would be something that maybe we can support instead of being a strain. So they're going to do a lot of charitable work this week. A lot of the funds, a lot of the proceeds, a lot of the ticket sales, all these sort of things are going to go towards relief efforts. So that obviously is all positive. So yes, back to Torrey Pines where it was a few weeks ago, but a lot of the players didn't play in that tournament a few weeks ago, because that one wasn't labeled elevated. This one is. So you're getting Scottie Scheffler, you're getting Rory McIlroy, you're getting Morikawa, you're getting Hobert, you're getting JT, you're getting Jordan Spieth, who played great last night. So a ton of the big names are in it this week. And you said it, at a recognizable great course, so it should be fun.
Brian, on the state of golf right now, for anyone that might be, you know, occasionally seeing the headline, where are things on the eventual reunification? I saw Rory yesterday had a quote about how he's making more money now and he has Liv to thank, which, you know, he never went to Liv, but the fact that he's acknowledging that, and Mickelson responded to that thread in social media with a couple of clapping hands. Where do things stand in terms of getting all the best golfers back on the best courses in the same events?
Sounds like it's very close. I think what Rory said, Adam Scott did too. They met with basically the government and Donald Trump to say that, look, they needed government permission here to see if they could get this quote partnership going with ownership with this, with the PIF fund, which of course owns Liv, this Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, to try to see if that and the PGA Tour, if they could essentially come to this financial agreement. And Rory said it was successful. So I think that was what I think they're nervous about, is that, is there going to be a government hang up on them approving whatever deal that they come about with? So it sounds like what McIlroy said is that that was positive. They want to get it back going. Rory said we wouldn't be playing for a $20 million pot this week if it wasn't for Liv. So it sounds like all these sides are softening. Honestly, even if you watch Golf Channel, you know the most outspoken person on Liv is Randall Chamblee, one of their analysts. He has even come around and said, oh, I spoke with President Trump. I spoke with some of these players and their meeting. He's like, and now I can see why maybe this can work. You know, so everybody is softening. Even the harshest critics are to think that, hey, okay, this is something that can happen to try to get the best players to playing more often than not. You saw maybe even over the last week or so, the U.S. Open is opening up an exemption for the top Liv points player that's not already exempt. The Open Championship is looking to do the same in some capacity with a couple of exemption spots. So I think it's coming around. I think it's all financials. I think it's not solely about how do we get the players on the course together that we all want to see. I think it's a lot of legal and, you know, paperwork and things like that that's holding things up to maybe why we haven't had an official announcement yet.
Yeah, because from that front, Brian, like, when all the big names were going there, what we remember is a lot of them were kind of guys that were at the end of their careers or, you know, past their prime. And now, like, from that front, it's more about finances, because who would be the golfers that they would be, like, desperate to get back in? Like, Rory mentioned DeChambeau. Like, having him back on the tour would be good. But isn't it just – it's DeChambeau, Rahm, and, like, Cam Smith. Isn't that really it?
Dustin Johnson and Mickelson. I mean, even those guys might not compete on the level anymore.
That's what I mean, though. Like, how many of the LIV guys now are still considered like the best in the world? Like, is it maybe it's four, but it's not like it's the whole tour.
But those guys, they bring people to the events,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I think DeChambeau, probably you'd say him and Rahm are at the top, and then Cam Smith, and I guess maybe I'd even throw Koepka in there. I still think he can play at a high level in a big time event. Yeah, DJ has fallen off in terms of his play. Now, again, I don't know, you know, part of the reason he went to LIV, he wanted the I'm only going to play once every 6 weeks kind of lifestyle. So I don't know seriously how hard he's, you know, going at his game. I'm not saying he's not trying. But, yeah, Mickelson's at the back end of his career. And then all those European players, you know, Poulter and Garcia and some of the, you know, some of those, Keimer, they were all toward the end anyway. Were they big names? Were they recognizable? Did they, you know, get you to watch at some point? Sure, but I think in terms of the competitiveness of golf, it's probably three or four, in my opinion. Cam Smith was playing as good as anybody when he left. I would put Rahm definitely there. If the PGA Tour said we can take one back, I think Rahm would definitely be the choice. But 3 to 4, I think, is right.
Mm-hmm. Brian Kosiol. Brian, what's up with Tee to Green this week?
All right, well, we just did a podcast last night. We talked about some of these things, but we also talked about slow play. That's been a big topic on the PGA Tour, and it was kind of our topic was how much do fans actually care? Do they care that golf's on at noon on a Sunday on Golf Channel and then goes over to CBS and then doesn't end until 6:30 or 6:45? So we all admitted that it's slow, and we all admitted that pros should not be playing around in 5 hours, but we wanted to know, does it actually matter? If it's on TV, does it matter if you're going from shot to shot to shot, if guys in between are taking long? So that was kind of what we discussed on our podcast. If anybody wants to check it out, it's on our social media pages at T2G Buffalo. And then our first show is March 1st. So we're about 2.5 weeks away from our first show. It'll be at Golf Dojo, our first show. And then we'll be heading across courses across Western New York from every Saturday going forward after that.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Brian Kosiol of Tee to Green on the Four Nations and the upcoming golf event, the Genesis. When we get back, any DK Metcalf people out there, it might be time to put that to bed. I think that idea is dying here. Get you a quote about Metcalf from the offensive coordinator, from their head coach. This one does not appear to be smokescreen. I'll be shocked if Metcalf is moved. We'll tell you exactly why when we return. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.